Hey, it's just me. Open the window. Hi. I'm glad to see you too. No, don't. I don't want Mum and Dad to know I'm home. I just came to see you. Love you too, little sis. Mind if I come in? Wow. I haven't been in your room in, I don't know, a year? Before I left for college. I don't think I've ever seen it this clean in my life. Oh, chill out. I'm still allowed to pick on you. Even though... Can we talk? I mean, heavy stuff. Yeah, okay. We should sit. I think we need to talk about spring break. Yeah, that. No, I don't blame you for anything. It was my fault. I felt so guilty for weeks afterwards. No, not anymore. I mean, nowhere near as much. Things have changed. Don't tell me that. Yes, it is fair. Wait. I should have asked, do you have a boyfriend now? But you're my brother. That's why I'm here, sis. Here, read it. You can skip that. This part right here. Yeah. I told you this was heavy. We're not actually related. After that in-home ancestry test we all got for Christmas, I knew my results were really different, but didn't prove anything. When I came home for spring break, you were at a friend's house that Friday. I brought home one of those DNA tests, got Mum and Dad to do another one, but this was more of a direct paternity-maternity test. I just got the results back today. They're both negative. I haven't told them yet. And no, I wasn't adopted. I've checked my birth certificate. Their names are on it. It's original. Everything matches up. The only explanation is I was somehow switched with another child that was born the same day in that same hospital. I've heard that it isn't that rare. They have no idea. I don't think they even suspect anything. They only did the DNA test to humour me, I think. You know, the weirdest part? I feel like I should feel betrayed, but I really don't. It didn't bother me, like, at all. I think I feel like I had a great childhood. We had a good school system, we weren't poor. I have two parents and a little sister that truly love me. I have a really hard time convincing myself that perhaps the grass could have been greener on the other side. Is it hard to imagine a better life than the one that I have? But I think you also realise what this means. We don't have to feel guilty for what we did. In retrospect, it seems so much more reasonable. Maybe even inevitable. I've taken biology. I know that animals rely on instinct to determine who they can mate with. Things like smell. You've always smelled really good to me. And I'm not talking about perfume, just your skin. You can't tell me you haven't noticed something similar. I mean, look, you're wearing one of the shirts I left here on spring break. You've always stolen my shirts to wear to bed. Over time, you stopped taking clean ones and stopped grabbing ones I'd worn that day. Don't deny it. I can see you blushing. I've thought about this a lot. The whole time I was driving here from college, in fact. There has to be a way to make this work. You and I. I don't just mean behind closed doors. I can change my last name, get a new birth certificate made. I may not find my biological parents, but there has to be something I can do. Why? Because you're not really my sister. And if you're not my sister, then I want to marry you. I'm being serious here. Why are you looking at me like that? Please don't cry. What is it? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You're not a pervert or a sinner. I'm not either. This is just biology or maybe chemistry. Why are you still crying? Okay, happy tears are fine. You can cry if you smile too. Just let me handle it with Mum and Dad, okay? In the morning we'll sit down with them. I'll show them the papers. I'll make them understand. I'll be honest, something inside me has changed. I've always felt like I need to protect you since you're my little sister. But now, it's more like I need to protect us. If you want me the same way I want you. I'll take that as a yes. Suddenly I'm more nervous. Last time we both stopped, I know I was losing control. I felt guilty and I didn't want to push you too far, but now we both want this, right? You can say no any time, I promise. How about I'll just take off my shirt and we can go from there. What? Yeah, the guys in my dorm practically drag me to the gym every day. I'm a long way from a Greek god, but I'm not the chubby guy you looked up to 10 years ago. Your turn. No, I mean it. I don't care if you think you don't look good, I promise you'll look amazing to me. That's fine. I figured you were getting ready for bed. You're wearing one of my shirts. No bra, though. Even better. Wow. You're not a little girl anymore. I like it. A lot. Don't believe me? Here, give me your hand. See? The dick doesn't lie. You're hot. Sorry. It is still a little weird saying that to you, but it's true. You may not be confident about how you look, but you really should be. You're a little hottie. It's not just me either. I've caught my friends drooling over you and trying to hide it. Really? Can I touch them? Just relax. Let me worship them for a bit. Wow. I just want to kiss them. All over. And your nipples. Flick them with my tongue. Moan for me. Mm. can stop any time, right? Nothing left but those cute panties. I can leave them on if it makes you less nervous. Okay, we'll leave them then. I'll just kiss these gorgeous thighs. Up one side. Down the other. And back up. You squirm a lot. What do you mean? How can you possibly be worried about your smell? You smell divine. Oh, I want to bury my head between those thighs and breathe you in forever. If you thought I was hard before, damn. Well, since you're too nervous to take them off, I can kiss and lick you right through your panties. And maybe I could move them to the side a little. Wow, you're really bucking your hips. Getting close. Oh, I know what can help. If I put a couple of fingers in and curl them up. Oh, you love that, don't you? I won't stop. Just try and stay quiet, okay? I'm gonna lick your clit again. And I want you to come for me. That's what I wanted. Oh, look at that. My fingers are all wet. All better. Here, you can have the shirt I was wearing. I've got more clothes and a jacket in my car. You go and lay down, get some sleep. I'll hop back out your window, get dressed and come in through the front door. If anyone wakes, it won't be suspicious. I'll just crash on the couch until morning. What? What's wrong? It's up to you, of course. If you want to do more tonight, I'd be more than happy to. I didn't come here tonight to get laid. I did exactly what I wanted to. What I needed to. I guess I had to know. I actually wasn't sure if I was good enough for you to bring you the pleasure you deserve. I would have felt guilty trying to pull you into a relationship where you'd be miserable. Pretty average down there. You got the looks to have any guy you want. I want you to feel like you're settling for me. Well, yeah, I know you've touched it through my pants, but that doesn't tell you a whole lot. I guess if you really want to see it. Go ahead. I'm yours now. Touch it. Taste it, whatever you want. Oh, come on now. Don't lie to me. I know it isn't huge. I mean, I am insanely turned on, so it's probably bigger than normal. Oh, fuck. Yes. Stroke it. Oh. I have a condom in my wallet. I'm sitting on it. Yeah, I'll just take my pants off. I absolutely want to. As long as you do. But, your bed squeaks. Yeah, we'll have to go on the floor. Do you want me on top? Okay, yeah. You have a ton of pillows. We'll just make a little bed for you on the floor. There. Lay down. You take off your underwear now. I've got this, sis. Sorry. I probably shouldn't call you that anymore. It's a... Oh. Habit. Fuck, I want this so bad. You ready? Oh. Sorry, I'm trying to stay quiet. You just feel so fucking good. I'm gonna go slow. It's been a while for me. I don't think I can last very long, but oh fuck, I'll try. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh fuck, you are so hot. Oh. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh, the way you move with me. You're a natural. Tilt your hips up. Oh, I want to go deeper. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Shh, shh, shh. You're being too loud. Here. Bite the corner of this pillow. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you're clenching. Oh, you're going to push me over the edge. Fuck. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, take my cum. Oh. Fuck. Oh, thank you. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, you got real quiet and stiffened up there. Did you come again? Oh, fuck, that was hot. I guess this means I really am enough You. Wait. Did you hear that? Shit. Someone's in the bathroom down the hall. Get back into bed. I'll grab my clothes and hop out the window. I can get dressed out there. Good night. Love you.